All right, boys and girls, I got another one that's going to be a little bit different for you. So for those of you who are private clients or inside of the free group of the New Era Barbering, not Elevated Mentorship. Elevated Mentorship is our private client community. We have the New Era Barbering free group as well. You guys have already kind of like seen me do this a little bit. I've kind of started doing like in those communities, I've given out my daily thoughts. Now, a daily thought is literally just that. Whatever I'm thinking about for that day in terms of like my mindset, how I go about my day overall, or just something I think can bring any barber a lot of value, I will legit do exactly what I'm doing right now. I will record a video on my laptop and then literally copy that link, post it in there, and then just it's just called a daily thought. And the text is just like whatever date. So it's like August 31st, 2023. So this is going to be kind of like your little insight to this. Now, if you want to go ahead and join and kind of see into those daily thoughts and get these updated daily for yourself, you can always go ahead and join the free group. I have a link down below. You get access to free courses to help you scale up your business, build the foundations for 20K a month, as well as hop on to Q&A calls with me weekly for about 30 minutes. Or if you want to independently become one of our private clients, it's also linked down below. Per usual, my only ask of this Q&A call, Jesus, I'm going to call that thing, of this podcast episode is going to be like, look, if you found this valuable, make sure you go ahead and drop a 5-star rating and review down below. You don't got to share with a friend this time, but just go ahead and drop a 5-star rating review down below. For how many episodes, how many listeners we have, we only have fucking like 100 fucking reviews or 100 ratings and even less reviews. What the fuck is up with that? So if you found this or any episode of value, Jesus Christ, for those watching the video, you literally just saw lightning flash. It's fucking pouring out here in Miami. But, you know, if you found any value from any episode you've ever listened to on the No Bullshit Podcast, please go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating and review, as that gives me great feedback overall. And I love hearing from you guys. And it's kind of sad that we only have 100 ratings, like for how many people we have on this goddamn thing. So go ahead and drop that and I'll let you guys get the episode. Here you go. We really don't have that much time, guys. When you want to think about our life, wherever, whatever age you're at, whatever point in your life you're at, when you kind of condense it all the way down to a proper way of thinking, you realize you really don't have that much time to work and to waste. To put this into context, I always am a firm believer it takes about 10 years to get really, really good at something, right? So wherever you're at right now, you're not really good at running a business. You've yet to master that thing. You've yet to understand how to run a business properly as a barber. So you have about 10 years of like learning, mastering, and scaling this thing till you're at a really, really good level, right? Hopefully, you know, all of us on average will live out to like 70 years old, right? So we can kind of compartmentalize this thing down to 10-year time frames. And I'll take myself, for instance, right? It's taken me about 10 years to really master how to do a barbering business. And now I'm in the stage of mastering how to run a online business as well as scale an even bigger business. And this is going to take me about another 10 plus years. I'm 29, almost 30. Let's just say 30. It took me all of my 20s to master barbering, right? So 30 years old, take me 10 years, ideally, like on average, to master this thing and really put all my eggs in one basket and focus on this one thing if I do this properly, right? So 30 to 70, let's say, and that's when I kick the can. I only have about 5 things I can master in my life, and I'm already dedicated one of those 5 things to this. So really, I only have 4 other aspects I can master, right? Now, mastering can also go into a level of like parenting. Could be going into even how to be a good spouse, if that's what you want to do. I don't know if I'll ever get married or even have kids, but you could say, okay, that's another 2 taken off the table right there, right? So now it went from, you know, I got 5 things left to now 4. To now 2. I only have 2 other options. I only have 2 other decisions to make in my life to really master and get at a really good level. And when I think from this mindset, I really understand, holy fuck, I don't have 50 plus years left. I really only have two things I can master beyond this point if I really want to be really, really good. And what goes into that is like complete and utter focus, complete and utter dedication for that 10 years, right? To really understand the thing, learn the lessons, go through the failures, get help, get coaching, get mentorship, and whatever the aspect is. That kind of lights a fire into my ass because I don't have time. I don't have 50 plus years. I have two things, two other things potentially. And it really irks me that a lot of you are still wasting precious fucking time going out every weekend, wasting time with useless short-term people, smoking fucking weed on a daily basis just to be, again, hazy as fuck, getting drunk every weekend just to numb yourself from like getting out of life. This doesn't make sense to me, right? And it really irks me because I think, honestly, life is like one of the most precious things that we all have. Time is the only commodity, or is the only thing that we have that we can't get more of. And yet every single one of us is wasting it day by day by not going all the way in, by not putting all of our focus on this one thing. And I really like to start my mornings off with like a real good focal point and real good, almost like a reground and like an objective view of like where my life's at. Because look, every single day, the scoreboard goes back to zero. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It matters what happens when your eyes open up first thing in the morning. What do you do? And again, too, if we open up our eyes, like, oh, I got 50 plus years, 365 days in a year, however fucking many days left, I got tons of time. No, I got two fucking things left to check off my box. And I better do a fucking great job to even have an opportunity at those two things. Because if I waste time doing this thing, those two things might come off the plate. I might only be locked down to one thing. I might only be locked down to zero things if I don't take care of everything in that 10-year time frame. 10 years, you're like, holy fuck, that's a lot of time. It's really not that long, right? No matter how old you are, think 10 plus years ago. 10 years ago, I was 19 years old. Seems just like yesterday, right? Maybe if you're like 19 years old, 9 years old, like, oh, it's not that far away. It's really not. And I think what I really want to get across to you, the one main point is, you gotta fucking get some urgency. You gotta get a realistic view on what we're really doing on a day-by-day basis. Because when we think about just the two things, only two more things left in my life to master, man, that makes your decision-making on day-by-day decisions, on who you should be spending time with, what you should be spending time doing. It makes it very easy to make decisions that are conducive to the growth that you want to see in life so you can actually build the life that you want. So I want all of you again today, don't worry, don't think about this thing in years. Think about this in 10-year time frames. And on top of that too, think about this in a sense of, well, again, if I want to be a parent, that's going to take me another 10 years to master, if not more, right? I know some parents are shitty parents through their whole life. They never master that one thing. And again, too, if you're going all in with parenting, you're not going to focus on business. You're just not. You're going to punt that whole thing. It's going to stand at a standstill. If you're going to focus on being a good spouse, well, parenting and business also going to take a standstill. Your career is going to take a standstill. If you're going to focus on career, those other things are going to take a standstill. And that's okay, but you have to be okay with the choices that you make. So today, when you're going throughout your day, think about the choices that you're making. Is this getting you closer? Is this getting you closer to that mastery level so you can expedite that result in 10 years? Or is it making that 10-year time frame now push out to 20 years? Because if you push it out, you're just taking more opportunity off your plate. And we don't have that much time. So, lock the fuck in. Get serious. Cut out all the bullshit. Let's start scaling this bitch up, all right? All right, boys and girls, that was the episode. I appreciate you for tuning in. As always, if you found this podcast valuable or any podcast valuable, my one ask on this podcast is simply just leave us a 5-star rating or review. Again, what the fuck is up with the only 100 ratings and reviews? This thing's kind of bullshit in my opinion. But you know what? Maybe it's on me. Maybe that's feedback for me for making a shitty fucking podcast. If that is, don't fucking drop a fucking review. If you think otherwise, drop a rating and review. And other than that, boys and girls, I will see you on the next podcast.